The watchdog group Electronic Privacy Information Center recently filed a federal lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump's request for voter data, saying it constitutes an invasion of privacy. On Monday, the President's Election Commission sent a letter to secretaries of state asking them to hold off on submitting voter roll information until a judge rules in the case. States had differed in how much voter data they were willing to hand over. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill said he'd give the voter commission data that's publicly available for a price. He learned of the commission's letter halting the request when he was contacted by WBHM. He spoke with WBHM's Gigi Dubam.
I think it's a difficult thing to try to determine what you're going to do with information that's not complete if it will not help you fulfill your obligation as far as the commission is concerned. I don't know what good accessing the data will do unless it allows you to do that, though. So,
you're referring to the fact that some states are going to be submitting all information, some are going to be submitting partial information, and they're sort of dealing with this patchwork of information from different states.
That's correct. And, you know, Gigi, it would seem to me that the most appropriate thing to do would have been to have had an intern contact all 50 states or organizations like the National Association of Secretaries of State, created a spreadsheet for all the members of the commission to review at their first meeting on the 19th of July, and then allow them to ask questions on what they would hope to do with this information if they chose to gather it. But now, through a potpourri of things that will be shared and produced for the commission to look at, it's going to be difficult for them to find anything that they will find useful.
What, this was obviously a big, big topic of conversation over the weekend at the National Association of Secretaries of State conference. Do you think that some of those conversations had anything at all to do with what happened today?
I don't think so. I'm surprised that if the commission was going to direct the secretaries to not fulfill the request that was made by Secretary Kobach, that they waited this long to do it. But I do know that the commission has seen that there has been a firestorm created by the request.
Right. And now that we're here, where the request is being legally challenged, what do you hope the outcome will be?
Well, I hope that the commission finds a path that will enable them to fulfill their mission, and to do it in such a way that will benefit all 50 states and all the voters in all 50 states.
Their mission being what?
I'm not sure what their mission is. That's part of the problem. And unfortunately, I don't think that anybody else does either. You know, I would assume that because it was the Commission on Election Integrity, that their charge would be to find ways to enhance the electoral process, eliminate voter fraud to the extent possible, and to make the opportunity for participating in the electoral process easier and less cumbersome than it has been for some people.
It doesn't sound like it was a total surprise to you at all.
No, and again, it's not affecting us at all because it's not changing our position on the issue. And it's not changing our delivery of the information that's been requested. If the commission made application this evening and used their credit card to purchase our voter list for $32,716.66, we fulfill their commitment with the information that we can provide.
Even with the legal challenge in place?
Well, certainly, because they are able to purchase information just like any other individual, just like if Gigi Dubin got on the computer and said, I want to purchase this list, she could purchase it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've got that limit on your credit card.
I don't know about that. Secretary Merrill, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Gigi.
That was WBHM's Gigi Dubin speaking with Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill.